with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, November 26th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, last night, the high school basketball season opened up in Plymouth County with the Galen Catholic girls defeating Kingsley Pearson at home by a final score of 57-53. But the game was dominated for a majority of the time by Kingsley Pearson. The Panthers ended up leading the game by 12 points as late as the third quarter. Galen Catholic head coach Brandon Shecker says the Panthers were too good at getting to the hoop.
They were able to get to the hoop. They were finishing. We just weren't able to finish shots. And then when we did get to the hoop and we got fouled, we weren't able to finish free throws. So it was just a combination of just on the offensive end, not getting things going. And we always know when you're not getting stuff going on the offensive end, sometimes there's some defensive struggles as well. So Luckily we were able to turn that around second half, and especially in the fourth quarter.
And the vice versa was true, too. While the Panthers were succeeding offensively, they were also being incredibly stifling on the defensive end. The Panthers proved to be a deep team with a lot of athleticism, and they know how to use it already this year. Kingsley Pearson head coach Nicole Goodwin says she was happy with the defensive intensity.
We kept kind of attacking and trying to contain Rizea, you know, and kind of she took off toward the end. When we started panicking a little bit is when they stayed calm, and you can tell that with some older kids too. And they, you know, they played together for a long time. I had a lot of new faces going tonight. But defensively, I all applaud them. They played with a lot of heart. They were scrambling always, trying to tie up the ball, you know, trying to help each other out.
As the game entered the fourth quarter, Galen Catholic was down 46-37 and needed to get their act together quickly if they wanted a chance at the win. Coach Shecker says the girls responded to the message in between quarters and methodically picked apart the Panthers.
It was very simple. Guys, you're not going to win this in one bucket. It's going to take one point at a time, and it's going to happen on the defensive end. And they executed. They got after it on defense. The enthusiasm was there. The energy was there. Turnover, bucket. Turnover, bucket, and just slowly was able to grind back into the game and then was able to tie it up and then finally took the lead and was able to hold on.
And to help things out, Rizea Sitzman started hitting from the outside in the fourth quarter, hitting all three of her three-point attempts to tie the game in favor of the Jays. She finished with 27 points, which easily led the way for the game. Coach Shecker says that leadership is very valuable to a team that started two freshmen.
Once we started getting things rolling, it was like, hey, Rye, do your thing, but make sure you're kind of controlling everybody out there. We had three freshmen playing at that time, and they played great, don't get me wrong, but it's just nice to have Rye out there. Sammy was doing a great job leadership, just kind of controlling the tempo a little bit, controlling things. When she needed to come out, she came out to help out. So let's be honest, I looked up at the halftime, and I'm like, she has 10 points? How'd she have 10 points? She wasn't making any shots. She was missing her free throws, and then to end with, 27? What a great second half.
And after going 2-20 last year, the Jays start the year 1-0 with a win, while Kingsley Pearson drops to 0-1 to start this year. As the Jays were coming back, the panic set in for the Panthers, who just couldn't get out of their own way. Coach Goodwin says the girls need to learn to slow things down when they're losing control of a game.
As they started getting closer and creeping up is when we started panicking, and rather than breathing and how many timeouts I called and telling them to take a breath and just relax, I think we had like three poor passes out of bounds in a row, you know, so that kills. And then, you know, it's just the way it is. But I said, like I told them, I said, we're going to take some lumps early on. When we did things and had some patience, we scored like at will. So it's just a matter of them, you know, trusting the process, trusting each other.
Kingsley Pearson will get things going again after the Thanksgiving break with a home matchup against Lawton Bronson on Tuesday next week. Jays are right back to work tonight against second-ranked Westwood. The stats from that one, Rizea Sitzman's 27 points came on 8 of 17 shooting from the field and 3 of 5 from the outside. Addie Castle was next on the scoring ledger with 9 points off the bench for the Jays. Kingsley Pearson led by Peyton Trapp and Addie Foster, each scoring 8 points apiece in Galen's 57-53. Three win over Kingsley Pearson. Also in girls basketball last night, Hartley Melvin Sanborn got a win over Woodbury Central in the Missouri River Activities Conference. It was top-ranked Bishop Helan defeating Kemper Catholic 73-29. Also some girls wrestling yesterday at the West Lion Tournament in Inwood. Akron Westfield took home a ninth place finish with 60 points. Central Lion George Little Rock won that tournament with 138 points, and the Westerners finished with 3 podium finishers, including the program's first ever individual champion. That'd be Jocelyn Lennon, who won the title at 120 points. Great showing for her. She went 3-0 at the tournament, All three wins came by fall, and only one of those matchups took longer than a minute. She pinned one of her first-round opponents in just 17 seconds. Really good showing for Jocelyn Lennon, the first individual champion in Westerner girls wrestling history. Isabella Utesh was second at 115 pounds. She had two wins, one of them by pin. Kai Utesh took home third at 110 pounds. Both of her wins came by pin as the Westerners competed in their second ever tournament. You can check out those scores and results from yesterday's sports action. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, while some girls' basketball teams started the year last night, others get going today. One of those is Lamar's Community and the Bulldogs, who graduated a heavy class of seven seniors off last year's team that was ranked most of the year. Turn things around to this year, and that can be scary for some teams with the unknowns that come up. Lamar's Community head coach Sydney Baumgartner says she's excited to see how those unknowns pan out for her team.
It's a totally different team than last year, which is really exciting. I mean, we lost seven seniors from last year, but I've seen a lot of growth with our girls. We have four really good seniors that have improved a lot, especially playing with those past seniors. And then I have some younger girls that have stepped up and improved. So I'm really excited for this group. They're super coachable, really positive group.
Last year, the Bulldogs struggled to match up height-wise with some of the tough post teams in the area. And that may be true again this year with the Bulldog lineup not sporting anyone taller than 5'10". Coach Baumgartner says that will not change the fact that her team needs to be great at rebounding the basketball.
We're going to be small again, but we have to be able to out-rebound teams. And so that's been a big focus for us. But then offensively, like I said, any girl can get hot any night, and we're going to play a bunch of them. So really that's going to depend on who's playing well for us, who's executing. I'm interested to see how we find our identity this season.
The only starter that returns from last year's Bulldog squad is Jalen Marino, who just recently signed to play basketball at Morningside University. The Bulldogs will look to her this year as the top returning scorer and a player that can bring others along with her. Coach Baumgartner says her maturity is preparing her to lead by example this year.
She has to take on a little different role this year, but what I've seen from her is she's matured a lot this past year, or like 6 months from the last season. She is such a positive role model for those younger girls. She knows that she's going to have the toughest defender on her every night, but she has done a really good job in practice of staying positive, competing, getting her teammates better.
And of course, the Bulldogs are not going to have an easy schedule this year, playing in the tough Missouri River Activities Conference, which will give them tough matchups all throughout the season, including some tough non-conference matchups. Coach Baumgartner says her girls have to match that toughness to give themselves a chance.
I think the big important thing is we just have to be really physical. We have to compete and see what happens. And that's the fun part about basketball. It always starts 0-0, and any girl can get hot any night. So I'm excited for the girls. They're definitely improving.
The Bulldogs open their season tonight against Lewis Central at home. That is going to be a 7 o'clock tip-off. Other contests in the MRAC tonight, Sioux City West is at Cherokee. Shenandoah is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Missouri Valley. Also opening their season tonight is the Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball team, who is fresh off a pair of state semifinal appearances spearheaded by a senior class of starters that has now moved on and graduated. Head coach Scott Willman says that means it's time for a new group of girls to come take those spots.
You've got a new squad, I would say. We've got an athletic and young squad. We graduated six seniors. Five of them were starters. For the most part, over the last 4 years, at least the last three for sure, in a very aggressive style. And we're building, I would call a new style right now. We sure are athletic, like I said, but I think we can get after some teams.
And one of the key returning aspects of the Hawk roster will be in the post position. The Hawks return both Grace Gallus and Tessa Tenninger, who both saw playing time for Claire Schrader last year. Coach Willman says both of them have added a mid-range shot to their game, which should make them a tougher matchup.
I think Grace learned a lot last year in that position. Now both her and Tessa are able to move to the mid-range and even further. And I think we're going to see them helpful in press break. We'll see them taking a lot of those mid-range to longer shots. And I am not a coach that would encourage a lot of mid-range shots. We're going to shoot threes, we're going to shoot layups, but these two are particularly good at it. So it's going to be a strength for us.
Remsen St. Mary's tips off their season tonight at home. You can catch them in Remsen against Woodbury Central. The Hinton Blackhawk girls basketball team also starts their year tonight, and they are coming off a pair of 20-win seasons that both ended in the region final, both ending to Central Lyon. The Blackhawks will be a mixed bag this year with the addition of many new kids that have moved to Hinton. Head coach Matt Leary says the key is getting all of them to form a cohesiveness that can allow them to play well.
You know, you look at our, you know, players that played in those regional finals the last couple of years, and especially last year, you know, we really only got two girls that got, you know, significant minutes in that regional final back, and Carlin Kavarna and DeRoshi. So, you know, just kind of gelling with a lot of our new faces with, you know, Sid Duskett and Addie Piggott and Rory Cook, and then, you know, hopefully Addie Glass can gel in there, and then some of our younger kids.
And all those new faces were looking forward to playing with a star player in Bailey Boovy, but the basketball team was dealt a tough blow during volleyball season when Boovy suffered an ACL injury that ended her basketball season. Replacing her will be incredibly tough, but Coach Leary says it's going to take everyone doing their part to fill in the blanks.
We're just going to kind of have to share it by committee, you know. She and Kavarna last year, you know, kind of dominated the boards most nights, and we're just gonna kind of have to load that responsibility to everybody, not just one's got to do it all. If everybody does their part, that'll definitely help us on the rebounding edge.
Hinton opens their season against Sergeant Bluff Luton tonight in Hinton. Other matchups in the War Eagle Conference: Westwood is at Galen Catholic. It's GTRA at Harris Lake Park. South O'Brien's at Alta Aurelia. And Sioux Central is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. In the Western Valley Conference, Pocahontas Area is at River Valley. Logan Magnolia is at OABCIG. And Lawton Bronson heads to Orange City to take on Unity Christian. Girls wrestling today: Hinton's got a long trip ahead of them. They head to Fort Dodge for a tournament at Iowa Central Community College. Best of luck to the Blackhawks in competition there as well. For more sports news, including scores and results from yesterday and scores and results from tonight's sports action, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We've got up-to-date sports news there, sent right to your Twitter feed at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.